Hello.
Hello, my name is Alandra, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak with the person who requested this callback?
Yes, you're speaking to her.
How may I assist you?
I was calling to make a new claim.
Okay, have you already started this process online?
I tried, but since I don't have an Alabama ID, it wouldn't let me.
All right, one moment, please. Social Security number.
It's 589-81-5987.
First and last name.
Tyana Hill. Cyeonia.
Date of birth.
12/14/98.
License number.
It's 8/400-816. Let me take it out. 989540.
Mother's maiden name.
Evelina Hill.
Hill is the maiden name.
But it's Evelina Frazier.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, I haven't.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed for unemployment?
No, it hasn't.
Have you worked under a different name or social in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
What's your email address?
It's rene33.th@gmail.com. Don't be R-E-N.
I'm sorry, could you start over, please?
It's going to be R-E-N. E-E 33.th@gmail.com.
And your phone number?
It's 251-298-2600. 04.
The license number that you provided, is that an out-of-state driver's license?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, and what's the state?
It's Florida.
What's your race?
African American.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
What's the highest level you completed in school?
I completed some college.
How many years of college?
Two.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
At the moment, I am.
What's your residential address?
It's going to be 7070 Grelock Road, GRELOC. Apartment 633.
City, state, and zip code.
Mobile, Alabama 36695.
And that street name was spelled GRELOCK.
It's GRELOT.
Gotcha. What's the work description for your last job?
I was a cashier at Winn-Dixie.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Whenever I'm allowed to go back to work, yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Not at the moment.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
They fired me because I couldn't come back on that date.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Physically, I have a broke arm right now, so I'm not able to work.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Not over 30.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
12.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you, let's see. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, I do not.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, I'm not.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama any time between April 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No, I haven't.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes. Yeah.
If you are approved for benefits, there are two options for payments. The first is direct deposit into your checking or savings account. The second is a prepaid benefits card. That card does take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are some fees that may be charged for certain activities. Would you prefer direct deposit or the state benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Okay, who is this account with?
It's with Chime.
Okay, we wouldn't be able to use Chime or any other online banking account. It would have to be with a banking institution that has a brick and mortar.
Oh, within the card.
Okay, because you have chosen the card, there is a verbal disclosure that I have to read to you.
Okay.
You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through dates on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card would be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a $1.30 fee for, and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are a card replacement fee, which is $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery, and an international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where the card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for the prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you understand the terms and conditions of the Alabama Unemployment Insurance prepaid card?
Yes.
Who was your last employer? You said Winn-Dixie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the employer's phone number?
It's 251-471-3115.
All right, and what city were you working in?
Mobile, Alabama.
What's the employment start date?
It was December 4th, 2023.
And what was your last day physically working?
It was July 8th, 2024.
And you said that you were fired because you couldn't return to work?
Yes.
What's the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Her name is Akia Brown, and she was the assistant store manager.
What day were you informed that you were no longer employed?
It was July the, I want to say the 15th.
What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
I broke my arm, so I wasn't able to go back to work when they needed me to.
What did you do to attempt to resolve the issue prior to being terminated?
I tried to go on medical leave, but they wouldn't let me because I was only part-time.
Any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any vacation, sick, or holiday pay for any time after your last day of work?
No.
You are certifying that all of your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Right. Okay, when filing for unemployment, it is necessary that we verify your identity. So I do have a few questions for you. First question, which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 2001 Mercedes-Benz M-Class, 2002 Lincoln LS, 2003 Land Rover Discovery, 2004 Suzuki Aerio, or none of the above? Which of the following colleges have you attended? Charter College, College of St. Thomas, Santa Fe College, Webb Institute, or none of the above?
Santa Fe College.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1221 Southwest Emerald Avenue, 17147 Southwest 144th Court, 224 Northeast 199th Terrace, 3205 Northwest 83rd Street, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following street addresses in Gainesville have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1015 Northwest 21st Avenue, 3836 Northwest 25th Terrace, 4000 Southwest 37th Boulevard, 925 Northeast 5th Avenue, or none of the above?
The 4000.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5'1", 5'6", 5'9", 6'1", or none of the above?
5'6".
You hereby are filing a claim for unemployment against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes.
you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook titled Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree?
Okay.
All right, one moment, please. Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active unemployment application, an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet titled Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process we just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made beginning on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday, right at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a loss of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, your claim has been submitted and your confirmation number is 498-069-7. 7705. Okay. All right. Thank you for giving us a call and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.